Break plays next. Nile FM.
راح قايل لها بحبك 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 ونط في البحر على طول.
هاي خني وقالت له ايه؟
ولا اعرف، بطارية اللابتوب خلصت كالعادة. اتقل بقى لاخر الاسبوع اكون كملت لك الفيلم.
دلوقتي مفيش مشاكل البطاريه اللي بتقطع مع تكنولوجيا سنترينو 2 من انتل. بطاريه اللابتوب هتعيش اطول وهتستمتع بحريه اكتر. Great computing starts with Intel inside.
يلا بسرعة، قدامك 60 ثانية تكسب عربية في مسابقة عربية 2009. تليفونك فين؟ دور عليه؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09-8-2-1 تكسب عربية ب60,000 جنيه. وقول لأصحابك واعمل لما وجاوب على أسئلة دينية، رياضية، فنية أو كل الأسئلة العامة. هتعيش في مسابقتنا أحلى اللحظات. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09-8-2-1 هتكسب لو جمعت أكبر عدد من النقاط. معانا هتقضي أحلى الأوقات وهتكسب أحلى العربيات.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station 104.2 Nile FM.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me now. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life.
Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not the One, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. That one for Sarah this evening. Thank you so much for the request. It is Monday, and it's 10:55 across the Capitol. And Mara Raja in the studio tonight. We've been talking about meeting the in-laws for the first time.
Yep, we were. All right, to summarize the whole thing, do your homework, get to know as much as you can about the people, about the background, about the culture, about the do's and don'ts from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Be polite and have manners. And don't pick fights with your partner or get too argumentative with the in-laws.
Right.
Be nice to the pets. Be nice to the pets. And show genuine interest in this family. If you're going to become a member of this family, then you need to like be attentive. Like, how's the mother? How's the aunt? Who gave birth to who? Who got married? Whose
right.
health is okay? Whose health is not okay? Just show genuine interest. And
right.
then avoid being touchy-feely with your partner in front of the in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
it's just, you know, like worth mentioning. And if you're offered food, please remember to thank the host, thank the cook, to say it's delicious, and to, at the end of the day, when you're finally leaving, thank them for a nice day and for nice food. I know it's simple. People forget that. I swear, people forget that.
One of the things I remember when my sister met her husband is his table manners were atrocious, and my mom could not deal with it. And finally, like, in the middle of the meal, like, we're all sitting there, and my mom is like, how many times are you going to chew with your mouth open? And she was like, what are you, born in a barn?
Oh, my God.
She, like, went off on him because he had his elbows on the table, like, he was reaching across things, you know, like, to get the salt and pepper shakers. And my mom was just like, she could not deal. And I remember her pulling my sister aside in the kitchen and was like, where'd you find him at? What rock did he crawl out from under? I was dying. I was sitting there just cracking up because his table manners were atrocious, but I didn't think my mom was going to call him out on it.
I can't believe anybody would do that, but it must have been, like, really irritating for her to do that.
No, you should have seen her face at the dinner table. She was rolling her eyes. My mom was making these faces. Then she'd look at my dad, and then she'd look back at him, and she'd have, like, this I'm disgusted look on her face, and then she'd look at my sister who wasn't paying attention.
I'm familiar with all of that. I've seen that before, but calling him out?
She called him out. She flat out called him out.
Wow.
And was like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have a little problem.
Yeah.
From Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel is saying that, now, she has a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and they're very much in love. She's a doctor, and he's working like an editor in something in a magazine.
Right.
And his parents love her. He loves her. But her parents are refusing to meet him or his parents because of the job.
Okay.
And excuse me for saying that. This is stupid.
Uh-huh.
This is just stupid. You cannot label people based on their jobs and what they do. I know of doctors who work as writers. I know of doctors who work as teachers. I
mm-hmm.
know of doctors who work as salespeople.
Right.
I know of doctors who work different things. So, like, you cannot label people based on their profession. You get to know them first and then you judge them.
Right.
So, I have nothing to tell you about your problem, but what I can say is you need to talk to your parents again about this. You need to try to open their minds. You need to show them examples of people who supposedly have decent professions and they just let everybody down.
Right.
And the other thing is, what's wrong with an editor? I'm, now I'm personally offended.
Yeah, because you're a writer.
I'm really offended now.
Sherry, Hannah, Mustafa, Iman, and Ahla wishing Iman a happy birthday today. So happy birthday. And then someone is celebrating their 12th birthday today. And I'll talk about that coming up because this 12-year-old's father wanted to send out a song that I will play on the way. Right now, though, it is time to kick off hour number two of After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2, Nile FM.
Well, it is hour number two. Keep those love requests and love dedications coming in to 6163. I will do my best to oblige them all. This hour, the first date. It can be just as scary as meeting the in-laws. I'm going to kick it off with brand new music from Natty on Cairo's number one.
Step out from homework to my school's private number, but I know it's her. So I call her right back, ask what time are you coming over. Turns up at mine, 9:30, never on time. Looking oh so, so fine. We stay up late and talk about our dreams. Oh, how they differ, but we'll make them meet. See, she's got ambitions, and I've got vision. And she's doing hers, I'm doing mine. Keep telling her that we'll be fine. She's here to see her in the city, lover. We fight the cold together undercover. I hope tonight will be no different from the others. As we set the scene. Yeah, she looked at me with those bedroom eyes. Now the sun's gone down and the demons on the street come out to play. See lights light up, drinkers drink up, ravers rave. Meanwhile we're inside, me and my girl. I tell her it's your world, she say it's mine. We doing our ride tonight. While I play my guitar, she reads her magazines. She giggles in the background, looking at the singers and the beauty queens. I turn around to look up mine, I feel inspired. I write a couple lines and over to her I slide. She's here to see her in the city lover. We fight the cold together undercover. I hope tonight will be no different from the others. As we set the scene
so strong, and now I let myself be sincere.
Avril Lavigne with Innocence right here on Kairos number one at Music Station 104.2 Now FM. It's 11:07. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Last hour we were talking about meeting the in-laws for the first time, and you're always going to bump heads. I mean, that's just the way it is when you have cultures that collide, and we talked a little bit about that. We got this message from Dushka, and hopefully I said your name right, but she says, we're from different cultures, different continents for that matter, and religion, but we've still been happily married for 19 years, and we have two beautiful children. We married each other for who we are, not thinking too much about all family things that you mentioned. By your happy life, prove them that they were wrong.
Very nice. I love the last line. Yeah.
By your happy life, prove them that they are wrong.
Very nice.
Well, yeah, because you're always going to have, whether it's cultural, whether it's religious, you're always going to have people who doubt the sincerity of your intentions.
Yeah. But you know, it's much easier when you two get married and you leave both countries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I have a friend of mine, he's Italian and his girlfriend is Swiss, mm-hmm. and they both live in Tunisia. So they don't deal with the family issues on day-to-day basis and the interference and the all the rituals that put too much pressure on the relationship.
Right.
So it's just like the two of them, they have the family blessing and they have to prove that they're happy.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, before we go into talking about the first date,
right?
I promised Angel to respond to his problem and I think I can't find it. But he was saying that he's seeing someone at work every day and they have to deal with one another every day, and he doesn't know how to tell that person that he's not in love with her anymore.
Just tell her. I mean, you have to be tactful about it because you work together, but you know, it's probably not best, in my opinion, to tell that person at work while you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them outside of work.
Yeah.
Because if you tell them at work, there's going to be drama.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I think she knows.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just that she knows. When you're in love with someone and then you start changing, whether your voice or the way you look at him or her, and people know. People feel when their partner is drifting away. So I think she already knows. So maybe you just need to, like, bring it on very slow and very gentle. It's like, don't give her the let's be friends line unless you're serious and unless you mean it.
Right.
Don't give her that it's not me, it's you. It's not you, it's me. Don't do that.
It's not me, it's you.
See, I'm too blunt.
Yeah. Are you making fun of blonde? What's your problem?
All right, so I think you just show her that you don't want to hurt her, but you cannot be the way you were before. And it has to be done by your actions, by your body language, and she would know. If you're avoiding eye contact, if you're avoiding going out, if you're avoiding calling her, if every time there's an occasion, there's an excuse for you not to be there, she would know.
Right.
Let me know if that helped, Angel.
Hey, a lot of people don't have nicknames on our SMS board, and it's making things very difficult. So I'm going to tell you how you can get your own nickname. It's really easy. Type in Nick, N-I-C-K, then leave a space, the nickname you would like to have. Don't type anything after it, though. And then send it off to 6163, and then you'll have a registered nickname. And it'll be really easy for us to identify with you on the radio because we're not searching through your whole entire message looking for your name. It's N-I-C-K, leave a space, the nickname you'd like to have, and then send it off to 6163. It's really easy. All right, we're going to talk about the first date coming up because that's also a very scary thing, and you have some tips for that. I did get a request from SMSer 8940 who wanted to send out some Frank Sinatra to his lovely wife and son. And his son, by the way, his name is Lice, and he's celebrating his 12th birthday today. So here's Fly Me to the Moon on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Plays next. Nile FM.
خاطي ميجا ميكس. عايز أقوى الأغاني والنغمات؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 93355. خاطي ميجا ميكس. تليفونك يرن بأحلى النغمات، اتصل على خط ميجا ميكس من أي خط أرضي على 093355 ونزل على تليفونك أحلى وأقوى الأغاني والنغمات.
حبيبتي خنيئة كنترول إس، أنا موافق كنترول إس إن إحنا نروح المعرض الدولي كنترول إس.
إيه يا ابني ده جواب ده ولا قصيدة كنترول إس؟
لا يا خفيف ده جواب بس بسيف على شقة أهو اللابتوب طفى، عرفت ليه؟
دلوقتي مفيش مشاكل البطارية اللي بتقطع مع تكنولوجيا سنترينو 2 من إنتل، بطارية اللابتوب هتعيش أطول وهتستمتع بحرية أكتر. Great computing starts with Intel inside.
Cairo's number one hit music station. Nile FM.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free.
Just to have you.
to touch you once again.
Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
Lady in Red right here on Cairo's number one at Music Station 104.2 Nile FM. Tariq wanted to send that out to Henem and Basin. Hopefully I got the names right and I didn't mess them up too bad. I try my best. Give me some credit here.
You're doing a great job.
I also want to wish Tariq a happy birthday, and Iman loves you very much. So thank you for all of the messages. Keep them coming in at 6163. It is Monday on After Dark, which means Marwa Raka's in the studio. We've been talking about the first date.
Yep, we are. All right, so Iman Hashim is saying, for me, first date is all about chemistry, initial spark, and harmony issues. No matter how tense you are, if these are found, they'll just be there. If not, you can't be so attached. So for me, first date is all about having a nice time. And we have another comment from Rehem. And Riham was saying something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing she said, do not have expectations. And that is super duper wise. I'm going to read the rest of her comment once the page opens. There we go. Okay, so she's saying...
Our internet is slower than molasses in January.
You know what? That wasn't Riham, that was Summer. I'm so sorry, I'm so messed up today.
That's all right.
Yeah, all right. So Summer is saying, limit your expectations to the minimum, pay your own bill, be calm and act cool, be yourself, but being yourself will intimidate the guy, so you'll eventually know that he's not for you. And for the guys, don't start your first date talking about your heartbreaks and the number of your ex-girlfriends. It's offending. That's very nice.
Yeah, we don't want to know about all that. But you know what? On the bill thing, if he invited you out, then you can almost guarantee he's going to pay.
Well, here's the thing. I think, all right, in Egypt, we have like traps.
Okay.
Okay, like little tests.
Yeah.
So, for example, you're going out with a guy.
Okay.
And you always offer to pay.
Yeah, you offer, you don't have to pay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're expecting him to say, no, 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 it's on me. And then you offer to pay again. And then he has to insist. Then you know that he really is generous and he really cares. But some guys would just say, okay, you get it.
What is with all the game test stuff? Seriously.
It's the culture.
No, that's just...
There's nothing we can do about
that. That's torturing someone. That's what that is. If he likes you and he asks you out, then you like him, then go out.
Yep. Okay.
All that testing and all that stuff is like, it's just too much for me. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. All right. Okay, okay. Now we have a question here. I have a problem. I'm in love with someone who is in the same year, but I failed to pass. Do you think I still have a chance from an Egyptian point of view? All right, let me explain to you the Egyptian point of view on this issue.
Okay.
All right, let's say you're in college.
Okay.
And your sweetheart is in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you pass, but your sweetheart fails.
Okay.
That means you're going to graduate a year older.
Okay.
Which means that you're going to get a job and he's still stuck in college being a student.
Right.
So a lot of families would say no to this situation.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. You're not getting married tomorrow. So it's okay. Let her finish, you finish, you catch up with her, and then right after graduation, when you graduate, you go and propose. Nobody's going to ask you why you failed or whatever. As long as you have graduated and you did manage to get a good job, nobody's going to care about this year that passed. But if you fail another year, that means that you're a loser. So just be careful. And... No, I'm serious, really, because what, Erin...
Whatever.
Imagine, I mean, like she's graduated, she's working, she's already on her career, and he's still in college struggling with passing a couple of years.
Yeah.
It keeps happening. I mean, like, what kind of image does that give about him?
I don't care.
But it's the Egyptian culture.
I know.
He's saying the Egyptian point of view.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't want to hear my point of view.
So I'm telling him, don't fail again.
Yeah, don't fail, though. You need to... Get your studies in order.
Yeah, and another piece of advice here. If you're really serious about that, to make up for the failed year, try to take a few summer courses in some decent university, something that would help you get a job immediately once you graduate. Because if you graduate a year younger and no job, your chances are gone.
Right.
That's that. Okay.
Back to the dating. Let's go through a couple of these tips before we get back into the music. I like the first one on this list.
Go take it.
Arrive on time. Not too early, not too late, right on time. This indicates to him or her that you have your stuff together. And I agree. Don't show up like a half hour late, you know, and that person's sitting there drinking water waiting for you because you, I don't know.
And you know what? That applies for men and for women.
Yes.
Now, another Egyptian culture thing. It is very, very, very much like encouraged in Egypt that the woman would arrive late just to show that she's not in a hurry. You're rolling your eyes. Erin is rolling her eyes. She's looking at the ceiling and now she's struggling with a smile.
Whatever. Do your thing. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm saying that is outdated, that doesn't happen anymore, and it's wrong. So when you're on a date... Arrive on time. Too early is okay, but late is not good, whether you're the guy or the woman. Unless something happens, unless something keeps you.
Right.
And then the
like
other
the traffic here in good old Cairo.
Yeah, because sometimes you really can't control it. Because
no.
Usually I'm a very punctual person, but I've had complaints that I always arrive late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a saying, actually my dad says it all the time. Oh, that so-and-so, they'd be late for their own funeral. You know what I mean? Whatever. The next one is be polite. Be polite to her or him and everyone else you encounter, waiters, movie attendants, etc. No one likes or appreciates a jerk. And this is true. I pay attention to the way mm-hmm. that the person I'm with treats other people. Because I don't care if they are a bathroom attendant. Well, I can't go in the bathroom and check and make sure they're being nice. But,
but even the waiters.
You need to treat people with respect. Regardless
yeah.
of, you know, anything. And that's something that I pay attention to.
All right.
How people treat other people.
Now, here's another cultural thing about that one. Some guys, when they're with a girl, they like to show off. So they like to show off how powerful they are and how confident they are.
Right.
So what do? They pick up on the other guys who are not positioned to reply back.
Right.
Like a waiter or a parking guy or something.
Right.
So that they would just mistreat them or come across as arrogant or snobbish or whatever. So that's very bad. And then relax. Nervousness shows. Now, if you're looking at someone in his face or in her face, you see nervousness as follows.
Right.
First of all, the ears become red. Second, you have like little perspiration on the forehead. And then the eyes are rolling. And then they have trouble swallowing.
Right.
And then they have trouble breathing. And then in every, like, a few sentences, they would have to stop and swallow because they can't take their breath. All of this says you're nervous. And that's bad.
But one of those things, too, that you need to remember, and I agree with this article, is that obviously this person likes you or they wouldn't have accepted your invitation to go on the date in the first place. And you have to keep that in mind. In 9 times out of 10, when you're nervous, that person is just as nervous as you are. So just remember that.
I can't think of anybody who's never nervous on a first date. No matter how confident you are,
right.
You will always be nervous.
Yeah,
so you're nervous, he's nervous, she's nervous. We're all nervous.
It's a new encounter.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about being decisive, learning when to talk and when to shut your trap, which I have a problem with. ending on a good note, just all kinds of stuff. It's all around the corner, including music from Natasha Bedingfield by request, Extreme, Will Young. Right now it's Colby Calais with The Little Things on Cairo's number one. There it goes again. This is the same song that gives us problems every week. And I don't know why that is.
Who calls it Colby Colette?
It's Colby Calais.
Who calls it the other way around?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not going to go there. Hold on. Let's pull up something else. How about we play Natasha Bedingfield right now, which I can do.
We had a request for that.
Yeah, we did. It's called I Bruise Easily on Cairo's number one at Music Station 104.2 now, La Femme.
Is like a map of where my heart has been, and I can hide the marks, but it's not a negative thing. So I let down my guard, drop my defenses down by my clothes. I'm learning to fall with no safety net to cushion the blow.
Without moving me. or heal you. Anyone who can reach you, can love you, or leave you. Like a love heart carved on a tree. I bruise easily, can scratch the surface without moving me. Underneath, I bruise easily. Yeah. I bruise easily, so be gentle when you handle me. There's a mark you leave, like a love.
خل 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 خليك فاكرني يا لي 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 اللي بجمالك وبعيونك دول اسرني.
فيه خنيق مالك بتقطع كده ليه؟ انت هنكت؟
اصل حفظتها زي ما بتقطع اللابتوب بالظبط.
جرب افضل اداء لللابتوب مع تكنولوجيا سنترينو 2 من انتل، اسرع 50% لتشغيل اكتر من برنامج في نفس الوقت. Great computing starts with Intel inside.
Cairo's number one hit music station. Nile FM.
The little things you do to me are taking me over. I wanna show you everything inside of me. Oh, like a nervous heart that is crazy beating. My feet are stuck here against the pavement. I wanna break free, I wanna make it. Closer to your eyes, get your attention before you pass me by. Back up, take another chance. Don't you mess up. I don't wanna lose you. Wake up. This ain't just a thing that you give up. Don't you say that I'd be better off sitting by myself and wondering if I'm better off without you. Everything inside of me, like a nervous heart that is crazy beset. My feet are stuck here against the pavement. I wanna break free, I wanna make it. Closer to your eyes, get your attention before you pass me by. Back up, take another chance. Don't you mess up. I don't wanna lose you. Wake up. This ain't just a thing that you give up. Don't you say that I'd be better off sitting by myself and wondering if I'm things you do to me
taking me over. I wanna show ya everything inside of me. Like a nervous heart that is crazy beating. My feet are stuck here against the pavement. I wanna break free. I wanna make it closer to your eyes. Get your attention before you pass me by. Don't just leave me. Back up, back up. Take another chance. Don't you mess up, mess up. I don't wanna lose you. Wake up, wake up. This ain't just a thing that you give up, give up. Don't you say that I'll be. Don't you leave me hanging on. Don't you leave me hanging on. Don't you leave.
Colby Calais with the little things right here on Kairos number one hit music station 104.2 Nile FM. It's 11:39. Want to welcome you into the program. Wow, we got all kinds of little glitchy things going on with the computer system this
evening. Yeah, and the SMS board is not working now.
Great.
All right, let's give it some time.
There's some kind of gremlin living up in here. Really.
It's the cold, Aaron. It's the cold.
It feels good in here. You and Zach are a bunch of
Listen,
whiners.
How many layers do I have to wear?
About nine. I'm fine. I'm comfortable. Well, I also come from a cold climate, so this is comfortable to me.
Okay.
Whatever. We've been talking about first dates this evening, so when we left off, we talked about relaxing. Another big thing that I pay attention to is how well you tip the wait staff if you're at a restaurant, because I can't date somebody who's cheap.
Yeah.
In America, it's typically, we don't have a lot of service charges and things on our bills, and waiters and waitresses make equivalent of about three, in America, they make like $3 an hour, okay? Mm-hmm. So they live off of tips. So it's very important to tip at least 15% of the total bill.
Yeah.
That's, so I go off of that.
Cultural bonus.
Yes.
All right, in Egypt, if a woman is sitting with a guy in a restaurant, she would notice how he receives the check. So the check now is on the table.
Right.
Would he pick it up immediately or would he just leave it laying there for her to pick it up?
Right.
That's the first thing. And then when he takes the check, what does he do? He creates this whole fuss about, you know, like I'm looking into it, I'm reading into it, I'm analyzing it, I'm recalculating it and all that stuff. Or does he just get the money, put it there and just pay?
Now, off for the recalculating, I always look to make sure that, and I don't blame anyone for recalculating.
It's the way the look is.
Right.
And it's like, okay, so what did you have and what did you take and why and how many and let me do this. And there is this big check party. And that's an alarm sign for a lot of girls.
See, to me, though, if I go somewhere, because I've had it happen to me several times, where I'm looking at my bill and I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't have watermelon juice. I didn't have a guava. I didn't have, you know, I didn't have tomato. What is this? Why is this on my bill? So I just make it a point to double check everything. And then sometimes, too, I'll go back and look at the menu to make sure the prices are right, because I've had that happen as well where I'm looking on there, I'm like, 32 LE for this, when in the menu it clearly said 19 LE. So I'm a little...
Okay, Aaron, I think that's the foreigner condition, but if you're an Egyptian man and you're sitting with an Egyptian woman and she sees that happening, she's not going to be very thrilled.
I don't mind.
Okay.
That's good. You're money conscious, and that's important to me, so whatever. If you're doing that, that means that you care about the money you're earning, and I'm all for it. So I guess I just think differently, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be decisive.
Yeah.
And that means you must have a plan. So you must avoid apologizing every time you say something that doesn't sound proper or you make a mistake. So you're sitting there and then you say, and you must be pretty like your mom. And then she says, my mom is dead. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, it's like the continuous line. I've had that, Aaron. I'm like saying stuff that I've been through. So it's like every time somebody says something and then it's like, I'm sorry. Or I didn't mean it this way. Or don't misunderstand me. Just say whatever you have to say and stick to it.
Okay. This is one that I have a problem with. It's called shutting my face and listening to the other person. You know what? When you're with someone, you want to make sure that the conversation goes both ways and it's not just all about you, like how many pairs of shoes you have, what you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want it to be all about you. You want to get to know the person that you're talking to as well. So make sure that the conversation goes both ways. Because it's really hard to sit and listen to somebody talk about themselves. And I'm guilty of it. So I notice it when other people do it.
It's funny because this is one of the most things that I love about genders. Most of the SMSs that we're having here mm-hmm. are from guys who are saying, we go on a first date and we don't know what to say.
Right.
Here we go. You don't say anything. You ask questions. Let her talk.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But that's the thing, though. If you're really paying attention to what someone is saying, you're going to come up with questions based off of what they said. Like, oh, I really love animals. Well, what kind of animals do you like? Well, I like horses and I like dogs and I like, oh, well, what's your favorite kind of dog? Because you're listening to what they're saying and you're coming up with questions.
Yeah,
based
well,
off
here's
of that.
The thing. If that pet conversation comes up, what if the person is not interested in pets to start with?
Well, then fake it. At least get through the date and then you can be like, all right, I'm going to go kill all the small and furry animals. And then the last thing, too, is you want to end up on a good note.
That is very important. And this is a tip also for being on the phone. And I'm sure a lot of us has experienced that. Mm. If you're on the phone with someone and then the conversation is kind of slowing down and then there is the long silences and then there is the awkward pauses, it means that you have nothing more to say and this is time to gracefully end the conversation.
Right.
Same thing with a date. You don't have to sit there until there is a moment where you're just looking at one another and you have nothing to say.
Right.
So end on a good note. Funny story, funny anything, and then see you next time. I'll call you or whatever. So you just don't stay there.
We have a bunch of other things that we want to talk about, too, coming up. Had someone get in touch, and this was a while ago, and I apologize because I just realized that you actually requested this song. It's from Extreme, and it's called More Than Words, and I wish I knew. Oh, it's going out to Chris. I did indeed write it down. I'm very proud of myself. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about disagreeing on a date.
Neediness. Neediness.
Right now, it's More Than Words on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Hold me close, don't ever let me go. that your love for me is real. What would you say if I took those words away? Then you couldn't make things new just by
Music Station 104.2 Nile FM.
Mariah Carey, We Belong Together on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark, and it is officially that time to wrap up the program. And we've been talking about first dates. We got a really great message from AK. He says, hey, my advice is have fun, be yourself, enjoy yourself, be in the moment, not too much thinking, no thinking about the past, whether good or bad, because the past is behind you. And it's like the prince the shoe leaves behind, plus no perfection. Perfect talk, date, topics, etc. Just expressing yourself and being in the moment.
Very nice.
Just have fun. That's what it's all about.
Yep. Okay, so wrapping up. So we said arrive in time, nothing but fashionably late. Be polite to your partner and to the waiters around and attendants or whatever. Relax and don't be nervous because everybody is nervous on a first date.
Right.
Tip well. Aaron was very, very careful about that one because it says a lot about who you are.
Yeah.
Be decisive. Don't just keep apologizing about everything that you say. Shut up, and that means, like, have a mutual conversation. Don't just focus on you talking, you talking, you talking. Try to share. End on a good note, and that means don't wait until there's nothing to be said. When it's at the peak, you say goodbye, we meet again, so that there is this eagerness to meet again.
Right. I like this one. Don't be afraid to disagree, because there's nothing worse than being with somebody who doesn't have a mind of their own.
Yep.
I mean, if they say something and you don't agree with it, then say, well, you know, I disagree because, I mean, of course, have a reason why you disagree. Don't just disagree to create controversy.
And it's how you show the disagreement.
Right. Don't sit there and throw a temper tantrum and start a whole big, you know, 20-minute saga on why you disagree. But, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Don't act needy.
Eek.
That's bad. And that's bad whether you're the man or the woman. Neediness, clinginess, despair. It's just negative and it's bad and people pick it up. It shows on your eyes. It shows on your body language. It shows on how you talk. It shows on what kind of stuff you would accept. And it's just bad. And be mindful of nonverbal communication. Eye contact will tell you if the person is interested or not. The way they're sitting, are they facing you or not? If their legs are crossed towards you, it means they're interested. If their hands are on the table, it means... I mean, like, I love this body language stuff. Okay, for women especially, do not be negative about dating. What is worse than sitting with a guy and complain how all men are jerks?
Yep.
That's very bad.
Something else to be conscious of, don't get tipsy. And I think everybody knows what I mean by that one. I don't need to elaborate anymore.
Yeah.
Don't talk about your exes because, you know what, nobody wants to hear about your exes.
And don't talk bad about them. That is very, very... If you have to talk, don't talk bad.
Just don't talk about them at all because it's not first date conversation, in my opinion. Don't spook somebody. Like, don't talk about, I got a big butt. You know what I mean? Or
I don't believe you said that.
It's the truth, because you're going to point out your physical flaws. You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't like this about myself. Or I have crow's feet when I smile. Or just, you don't even have
confidence
to go there.
Confidence is sexy.
It is.
Yeah.
Confidence is definitely attractive. Don't chase your date.
Okay, this is like where, why don't you call me, or are you going to call me, or when are we meeting next time, or,
right.
You know, like this haunting stuff is really bad. And don't talk about your personal pet peeves. Aaron, I'm going to leave this one to you, the carpet thing.
Yeah.
Our favorite carpet.
That's not first date material either.
Yeah, it's like to wait until there is more to build on. And what else? All right, if... There is a rule that says pauses and silence could be sexy and attractive.
Yeah.
So it means that you don't have to become a parrot. You don't have to become a radio station on your own and do all the entertainment.
Right. And then learn how to leave. Anyone can be pleasant when they're enjoying themselves, but the true test of character is how one behaves when they're bored or treated bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Thank you so much for meeting me. I think it's time for me to go home. I had a great time. Smile often.
You don't have to humiliate the other party.
No, even if you're not having a good time, still treat them with respect because after all, they are a human being. Yeah.
Concluding statement.
Yep.
If you are on date number one and you're not having fun, release your date back into the wild immediately.
There you go. That's tips for dating. You can get in touch with Marwa on our website, marwaraka.com. You can hit us up on Facebook as well. Make sure you join me starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow for the evening session powered by Intel. Then, of course, another edition of After Dark. Marwa will be back in the studio next Monday. Sunday starting at 10. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. If I didn't get to your requests, I apologize. We'll close it out with Will Young Changes tonight right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Everyone have a great night.
Gotta shake myself up here. I should run away, run away, run away. People say don't even go near. I can see the danger, I'm aware I see the danger. If I go back once again, it's like I learned nothing. I'm standing at the front of the queue, heading for trouble.
jar next to my bed. should ever draw a picture of a woman, it is you that would come flowing from my pen, leaving your clothes on the floor, making me walk out the door, and I still fail to understand what it is about this woman.
Plays next. Nile FM.
Imagine a touch of Arabia, but with a Nile FM twist. It's Nile FM's Arabiana.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
Where East meets West. Tune in Fridays from 6 p.m. for an hour of Nile FM's Arabiana with Rami Mohsin and Mohammed Salah. Arabiana, only on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
عايز أقوى الأغاني والنغمات؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 03-93-355 خط ميجا ميكس. عايز تليفونك يرن بأحلى النغمات؟ اتصل على خط ميجا ميكس من أي خط أرضي على 03-93-355 ونزل على تليفونك أحلى وأقوى الأغاني والنغمات.
Begin transmission. Mix commencing. Mash commencing. Mix and Mash, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Mixed by Zach. Your station, your music. Nile FM. End transmission.
Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
Chip inside her head.
understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Types do a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that bitchy keen. Now I ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problem in the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Set them free. Free, free, set them free.
This is Nile FM New Music.
If I were